Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Terry Walt's got a fair idea. Number of premierships, coach, captain, everything like that of teams, best and fairest. Have you got a theory as to why it's sort of taking you just a fraction longer to sort of get a bit of continuity into your senior football?
I don't have a genuine answer for that one. I've been struck down with injuries a little bit. I feel like I started to play some pretty decent footy last year in the middle of the year when I got an opportunity under Johnny Barker, but unfortunately I got a stress fracture in my foot which ruled me out for the last 9 games, and I just really wanted to take those encouraging signs that I picked up playing last year into the pre-season and was able to increase my running capacity over the pre-season and really take that into this year. So I'm looking for some more continuity again.
Oh, well, I've got a little bit of an idea, Tony. It's called opportunity. And he lacked opportunity early, and when he was given the chance, he made the most of it.
I think you've got great kicking skills, which is the number one asset to have in football. Don't turn the ball over. Kick with confidence under pressure. You've got all of that, Nick. Was that always part of your game when you were playing at the Gippsland Power? Is that something that you focused on or you actually found sort of came to you quite easily?
I think as a youngster, I always had pretty neat skills, and coming up, I wasn't the quickest fella, so I always wanted to try and work on my strength. That's something that my coach has always drilled into me as a young fella, that don't play on your weaknesses too much, just try and make your strength elite. So kicking's always something I've been working on. It's still something I'm trying to continue in my game, but I think it is a weapon that I can take into games.
Nick, how is the transition with all your new coaches? Obviously, Brendan at the helm. How's that all gone? And are you enjoying your footy? I mean, last year was a bit of a circus. No one's fault, but it was a bit of a circus. You're enjoying just being able to settle down to it all?
Yeah, 100%. I'm loving going into the club every day. To be honest, Bolts has been a breath of fresh air for the whole footy club, and there's a lot of new faces. Like you said, Johnny's really the only one there from last year in the coaching department, and working under Tim Clark and Shane Watson, who's brought some experience from other clubs. It's been great for not only my development, but all the boys' development, and hopefully we can build some good relationships in the future.
Just very quickly, how difficult was it last year? I mean, I went through it with the Richmond boys, you know, when the coach is under fire and you got cameras in your face all the time. It must be really, really difficult to actually concentrate on what you're all there for.
Yeah, to be honest, it was pretty difficult. Being a young player, I've never really experienced anything like that before, so kind of lean on the older guys who were there in the Ratton area, and that kind of same thing happened to them. So lent to them for some experience, and rocking up to the club every day with a lot of media at the front was a bit confronting. But all in all, Mick was a great coach, and he left the club, and he still holds on, and Johnny come in and done a great job. So I applaud Johnny for that.
So we move on from there, and it does look a very, very clear direction that the club is going and your game style is going. And the one thing that I've liked about the first few weeks, and including the NAB Challenge games as well, is the fact that you're brave enough, the team's brave enough to continue to pull the trigger, you know, when the kicks are there. Yeah, there'll be a few mistakes here and there, but it looks like you've got the confidence to play the way that Brendan wants you to play.
Yeah, well, 100%. We want to have multiple options when we're going into attack and defence. I think we've turned into a very systematic team defence, which is good, and I think it's helping our footy a lot, pressing up and giving us more options when we actually win the ball back four to centre to try and go inside 50. So I think that's helping everyone's decision-making, and everyone's skills are lifting from there.
What have been a couple of things that you don't think you've absolutely, you know, really nutted down yet 100%? Because, I mean, it's going to be a work in progress.
Yeah, our defence is always a work in progress. There's always a little bit of fine-tuning to do, and on the weekend I thought the effort was there from the boys, and we knew what we had to do to try and beat the Gold Coast, and we had a solid game plan going in, but in saying that, I think a few skill errors really hurt us with overuse of the handball through the corridor. And when Gold Coast, they get a sniff and through the corridor and they turn it over in there, they're pretty hard to stop.
I had you live rounds 1 and 2. I saw the game on TV, obviously, on the weekend. Every time I have a look at Jacob Weeder in play, I just have a little bit of a chuckle. He is as good as any kid that I've ever seen come into this competition. Just his ability to read the ball, you know, prepared to get off his man, some of the ball use that he's had in the first few weeks. Geez, come in brilliantly.
Just before you answer that, Nick, when did you first play for Hawthorn? What year?
1978.
So 38 years.
As good as any bloke I've seen come into the comp.
I'll leave it to you to answer that one, Nick.
Yeah, that's a fair rap. I think it's pretty warranted too. He's been amazing. He's been amazing to play with. When the ball's in his area, you just back him in to win it most of the times. Like you said, he reads the ball so well, and it's just for a young bloke coming in. I remember when I played my first game, how nervous I was, and probably how uncomposed I was. But when he gets the footy, you know he's just going to make the right decision for the side, and I think that's what makes him such a good player.
What about your own game? I mean, we've spoken marginally about it, but do you really now feel like you belong at the level, or do you still sort of have that, you know, I'm fighting for my spot, I'm fighting for my life every week?
I do feel like I belong at the level now. I think having those string of games last year really, like I said, really gave me some confidence going into this year, but I never want to feel comfortable. I think that living on the edge and playing on the edge like every week could be my last game is really spurring me on to try and improve every week, and I never want to get comfortable that I feel like my spot in the side is cemented. So I'm just trying to improve every week, and I do feel comfortable out there, and I do feel like I belong, but I want to keep improving, and I really want to lock down a spot in the side.
Thanks for joining us, Nick. It's 20 years since they've won a flag, you know that. But do you actually sense there's a bit of an aura about Carlton that you're actually at one of the bigger clubs, one of the biggest clubs in the game?
Yeah, 100%. We always get drilled into us about the history of the club, and like you said, we've won 16 premierships over the journey, so hopefully we can add one more pretty soon. But it's a huge club, and I'm pretty lucky to be part of it.
Yeah, young fella from Gippsland, you come up there. What's the thing that you actually see, though, about the club that almost causes you to be a little bit wide-eyed about it?
I think when you walk into the club and you're walking down near the cafeteria there, and as soon as you walk in, you see 16 premiership cups hanging off the wall, and you see Robert Walls' old game plan notes, and you see vision of old players, and Bruce Adul and Jezelenko and blokes like that. When you probably first get there, you don't know too much about those guys, but when you dig a little bit deeper and you actually find out about the history of the club, it's absolutely massive, and I think that's probably been my biggest eye-opener.
Your beauty. Thanks, Nick, because I'm going to tell everybody about the Hall of Fame night at the Athenaeum on April the 29th. Thanks for joining us. Continue your rise in football, young man. You've really got a really neat skill set, and hopefully there's a long future, injuries notwithstanding, a long future in front of you in the game. Thanks for having our chat with us this evening.
Thank you very much, mate. Thanks for having me.
All very good. Nick Graham from the Carlton Football Club. Be part of Carlton's history. We're just talking about it. There's living proof that the kids don't come to a club and don't understand the history. As we found out with Jack Loney last night, just what
absolutely.
It meant. They're big time. Well, it's a big time for the Carlton Football Club. Hall of Fame inductions, April 29th, at the Athenaeum Theatre. Hall of Famer introduced to legend status. So someone will rise as a Carlton immortal. Tickets start from $70 a person. Purchase your tickets today at carltonfc.com.au.